side. So.
You were born literally naked, but unlike other animals, we are born weak, feeble, dependent, and without any kind of hide to really protect us. But what we do have is our minds, and with those minds we've done everything we can to fend off death. We've built houses to protect us from the elements, medicine to ward off illness, and if we could, and maybe one day, death itself. But death comes for us all. The cosmic reality is undeniable, in fact it's only a matter of time. Cancer, heart disease, hit by a car, whatever. There's little you can do about this information. But what you can do is try and take control of your life. You can prevent chaos by taking responsibility for your own life. The society we have created and evolved is not a perfect one, but the day and age we live in is the best that's probably ever been. Society is set up to prevent you from starving to death, to have access to healthcare, to be housed and clothed. But the problem is, when each of us are born, well, the vast majority of us, the deck is stacked massively against you. If you somehow survive childhood without any kind of trauma, abuse, violence, abandonment, poverty, mummy or daddy issues, you are very lucky. You have a better chance, or have had a better chance, than many other people. Probably better than most. But even with those odds of you being born in a stable home, with money, in a wealthy country, even if the stars align perfectly, you're still in for a hell of a rough ride. Life is very cruel and hard, and we do our best to stumble through it. You're going to get beaten up badly. Perhaps you're predisposed to environmental factors leading to developing anxiety or depression. Maybe you have a borderline personality disorder. Maybe your parents divorced and you have abandonment issues. Maybe you're bullied at school, have dyslexia. A parent who showed no emotions. Maybe you're a people pleaser. Regardless, you're going to have issues of some kind. So you've got two choices. And this is a reductionist argument, I'm aware of that. But you have two choices. You blame others, society, life, or you start trying to change that your behavior and your cognition. You can take ownership of your life and start to manage changes, or you can dwell in your own personal hell. Of life's unfair, unequal, society is incorrect, and the deck is stacked massively against you. You can blame the external world, your parents, your family, society, or you can start making changes to behavior and your cognition. You can't, for the most part, change the environment or society. Most people don't change. But what you can do is start to work on yourself. How can you think differently? How can you behave differently? How can you take that breath and stop the emotional reaction that you normally automatically have? You can take ownership of your life. You can start to make these changes. You can stop dwelling in your own personal hell and realize that the deck is stacked against you. But that's not the end. Of course, successful people have an element of luck. Of course they do. Synchronicity, serendipity, genetics. You can get very lucky, you can monopolize on that success and do something about it. And success and failure are not linear. They build momentum. When you seize opportunities or opportunities happen to you, it creates more opportunities. More opportunities may present themselves, but of course the exact opposite is true as well. When you make mistakes, more mistakes are likely to happen. The rules don't always apply. You won't always find success, but what choice do you have but try? When you attempt to gain control of your life and go the extra mile, doors are more likely to open for you. Not always the case, of course, but your choice is to either try or not try. If you're a waiter or waitress and you're pissed off at the world, then I understand, of course you do. But you can work at that job at a basic level, to the minimum of your capabilities, whilst trying to get another job or maybe no other job. Maybe you get pissed off when you're told you don't have the experience to get this other job, or the supervisory position, and you can't afford to get into the housing market because you can barely afford your rent. And you increasingly get pissed off, and then you begin to create your own hell. Or, you can give that job everything you've got. You can work your ass off. Because most jobs are hard to do exceptionally well. Even the easy ones, even the mundane ones. And you know what? If you work exceptionally hard, maybe you might catch someone's eye. Maybe a door might open for you. Maybe a new promotion. Maybe someone walks into that restaurant and sees how hard you work and gives you a job in their restaurant, maybe a better restaurant, maybe with a nicer boss. But when you take responsibility for your own life, you begin to feel in control again. This is the most important part. Psychologically, the feeling of control is freedom. It's feeling power over your own life, because powerlessness is hell, because it's like your own prison. Jordan Peterson has said that before you try and fix the world, fix yourself. Clean your own room before you accuse people of oppressing others. Get your own life in order and take control of your life before you attempt to help others gain control of theirs. When you gain control, you will have perspective which helps you navigate the world better and empower yourself. And if you're very, very lucky, you may be able to empower others with this information and wisdom. If you have had a hard life, and there are things you can't control, find something you can control in your life. Grab it by the horns and hold on to it tight with all of your might. It's a very bitter pill to swallow, but once you do, you'll never look back. I recently met a woman called Petrea King. Whilst I was buying her the memoirs, her autobiography, and I was at her Quest for Life Foundation, supports people who are suffering from devastating life events and consequences, mental illness. It's an inspiring story. Just tell you a little bit about her. Really put into perspective this podcast. Petrea King has had what most people would consider extraordinarily difficult life, and that doesn't do it justice at all. Words fail me really to articulate the correct way to talk about what this individual's been through. But from a very young age, she went through a lot of torment and misery and sacrifice. After her brother died, she herself was told that she had a few months to live, leukemia, but there was nothing they could do for her. She was done. She took that information, and she tried to make the best life that she could. She tried to search and find out more. She went to Italy, to a monastery, to caves, meditated, prayed, whatever. Meditated for hours on end. She never gave up, and when she went back to the doctors, found out that her leukemia, cancer, went into remission. It wasn't possible, the doctor said. She was going to come back. Anyway, 30 plus years later, she's still here. But she dove headfirst into her work as a grief counselor. And again, that's putting it mildly. She pretty much sacrificed her own personal life to grieve, help those who were grieving through incredible pain of their own. People right at the end of their life. Children die from cancer, people have lost their partners, maybe parents lost their children. People at their worst, in their most pain and most suffering. And she was there for them, for all of it. She put her life on hold, did this 7 days a week pretty much, sometimes in her own home. And for it all, I guess what gave her meaning was doing what she thought she should be doing, to help others. And she's gone through a lot. And all this time, she somehow created her own heaven instead of her own hell by taking control of her life. She started her Quest for Life Foundation here in Australia. And she went through, again, many obstacles. Bankruptcy, foreclosure, people wanting to pull the pin. Everything you can imagine again. Been through every up and every down. You know, and when that happens, again, do you take control? Say, well, this sucks, but what am I going to do? Or do you say, this is not fair? Why does this always happen to me? Yeah. when you've suffered through dislocated knee joints when you were young, and then, you know, abusive parents, and then your brother dying at a young age, and then you told you have terminal cancer, and then bankruptcy and threat of foreclosure, well, that's taking control. And just to clarify, when I sat down and met Petraea King, she was saying to me that planning on expanding again, making more room to help more people who are suffering and who are in need, people who have been traumatized. And I said to her, well, I hope it happens. And she just looked at me dead in the eyes and smiled and said, oh, it's going to happen. It will happen. And that's taking control. And that is creating your own heaven instead of suffering in prison of your own hell.